do Taking Back Sunday still have what it takes to get your rocks off for the new generation? Hi, my Chili Con Carnage crew. It's Chili here for a 5-minute review on Taking Back Sunday's newest album, 152. This album, 152 or 152, I'm not sure how they want to pronounce it, is the first release in 7 years since their last album, Tidal Wave, in 2016. It is also their first album without rhythm guitarist Eddie Rees, who unfortunately left the band due to personal reasons a couple of years ago. So, how does this sound? And does the band fully capture that sound that we really know them for back from the early 2000s? Well, no, it doesn't. This album really sucks, unfortunately. It's this very polished, poppy kind of effort, and I just don't like it. The fortunate thing is, it's a short record. It's only 31 minutes long, and that is the best part about the album. There's not much going for it from the start of the record to the end of it. It's kind of like receiving a bunch of biscuits that are just plain flavored. There's nothing of substance here on. I do say that, but maybe Amphetamine Smiles was a decent track. But, you know, with the follow-on track Sold, or So Old as it's abbreviated, it's just, unfortunately, so shit. And that's kind of how I feel about this record. Because when you had previous efforts like Cute Without the E, it's just this amazing guitar work, and I was wondering with Eddie's departure, would they still have that effort? The answer is no. The guitars are severely lacking on here, and it just makes me wonder how much Eddie brought to the band. I mean, their records, I haven't listened to them in a long time, especially their more recent efforts. And after listening to 152, I just said, alright, let's go back and listen to Tidal Waves and see what it's like. And as a comparison, it's vastly different. At least back then, the guitars are ever present, and it is still a solid record. But this one, it's just a shift into a different dynamic that I don't think the band are ready to do. I remember the first time I heard Taking Back Sunday for their track, This Photograph is Proof, and that was an amazing track that just captivated my attention, and the drumming was on point. I loved it. And it wasn't until years later when I found out about their album Tell All Your Friends, which is their groundbreaking debut album. It's a fantastic record that I continue to play to this day often. And it really did set the groundwork for what the band are. 152 is nothing like that. And while I understand that a band wants to evolve and change their sound over time, as most bands will do often, this is such a drastic change that I feel it will alienate a lot of fans. The feedback I've been reviewing seems to be the case, and only a very few amount of people find this interesting. I am not one of them. Overall, I will be giving this album a score of 1 million chilies on the spicy scale, and there are no tracks that I really want to point out as highlights. It's unfortunate to see a band that you really did enjoy back in the day falling from grace so far. And it's another one to say, is it all because of one band member? Eddie may have left the band back in 2018, but did the band leave with him upon his departure? That's the question I raise to you. If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.